At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas legislature made a lot of headlines for what it did not agree on, but there was surprising bipartisan support about health care. Governor Greg Abbott signed a law meant to ease the pain of surprise medical bills. As part of our Breakthroughs Project, Lauren Silverman reports on what the law will do.
Here's what happens. There's a medical emergency, a fall, a really bad asthma attack, and you rush to the hospital. Maybe you've even taken the time to make sure it's a hospital in your health insurance network. Then, a few weeks later, you get home, and surprise, a medical bill big enough to give you a heart attack.
Surprise medical billing is really common, especially in an emergency.
Stacey Pogue is senior policy analyst at the Austin-based Center for Public Policy Priorities.
It's essentially a flip of the coin when you get treated in an emergency room by a doctor, whether your treatment is going to be considered in-network or out-of-network, despite the fact that the hospital itself is covered in your network.
In other words, the doctors in that ER or the anesthesiologists might not actually work for that hospital, which means they might not be covered by your insurance. The practice is also known as balance billing. A system to help Texans challenge these surprise medical bills was established back in 2009. But, Pogue says, hardly anyone knew about it, and many people weren't eligible. The new law will make what's called mediation accessible to more people. Pogue explains.
Really, what happens in practice is once the consumer asks for help, the insurance company and the doctor have to pick up the phone and talk about the price that they're fighting over. And they work it out on the phone more than 90% of the time. And the consumer saves money, hundreds or thousands of dollars.
The new law covers medical bills from more healthcare providers, including freestanding emergency rooms. It also requires insurance companies and hospitals to tell you about mediation using standard language that's easy to understand. Pogue says Texas is now one of several states to pass a balance billing law to protect consumers against surprise medical bills.
There are a handful of states, among them Florida, New York, California, Illinois, that have solved the problem in a far more comprehensive way for consumers. And by that I mean, if you're in one of these surprise billing situations where you get out-of-network care unknowingly, in those states, you don't get hit with a surprise bill at all. The fight between the doctor and insurer happens behind the scenes, and you don't have to get the bill, know about mediation, ask for help, and navigate a complicated process.
So, Pogue says, the Texas law is a step in the right direction.
This definitely helps consumers who are facing big surprise medical bills today. It does not solve the problem, and there's still more work to do.
The surprises won't go away, but there will be a lifeline to reach for. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
A dozen performers have advanced to the semifinals in the Clyburn International Piano Competition. They get a break today, but beginning tomorrow, the pianists will each play an hour-long recital and a Mozart concerto with the Fort Worth Symphony. Six will advance to the finals. A week from Sunday, the Dallas Theater Center will receive its first Tony Award. It's for regional theater. The award recognizes artistic achievement that contributes to the growth of theater in the U.S. Kevin Moriarty is artistic director of the Dallas Theater Center. He talked about the honor with Chris Boyd.
It's not at the Tonys that it's announced, so talk a little bit about how you realized that the Theater Center had won.
Yes, so we'll physically get the Tony Award on June 11th at the Tony Award ceremony on national TV at Radio City Music Hall. I'm unbelievably excited about this. But I actually, a couple weeks ago, got a phone call on Saturday morning at 8:30 in the morning on my cell phone from Charlotte St. Martin, who is the executive director of the Broadway League, which produces the Tony Awards. And
are you typically up at 8:30 on a Saturday?
Yes, I actually am. I'm a runner, so okay. I'm an early riser. So I'm awake on Saturday morning. I'm about to go into rehearsal at 10 a.m. that morning, and I get this phone call on my cell phone, and she says, "I have great news for you, but you can't tell anyone at all." And she says, 2 days from now, we're going to announce that Dallas Theater Center is receiving the Tony Award for regional theater. And I screamed and jumped up and down. And then I experienced the worst 2 days of my life, because having a secret, a joyful secret, and not being able to tell anybody. And throughout that weekend, I saw almost every theater artist in town. I was at rehearsal all day with my acting company. I visited my mother. And in each case, I was dying to tell everybody this great news and couldn't. So what I learned is I would be bad at something like the CIA, where my job is to hold a secret. It would be excruciating for me. But I held the secret, and sharing that once that news was public with our staff and our board and our subscribers and the artists who've done so much over the years to build a professional theater here in Dallas, it has been such a joy.
I saw a photograph of, I guess, members of the staff, including the actors, reacting to the response. I mean, how much thought did you give to how you would tell them?
I was in the middle of rehearsals for Inherit the Wind at the Kalita Humphreys Theater, which is our theater that was built in 1959 by Frank Lloyd Wright, so a historic building. And because I was in rehearsals, we needed our staff, who are all located in our other facility, the Wiley Theater, our new building. I couldn't get to them. I couldn't leave rehearsal and get to them. So we called an emergency meeting for the entire staff. We sent out an email and said, there's an emergency meeting at the Kalita Humphreys Theater at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:59 actually, because we knew the announcement was going to go live at 2 o'clock. So we called everybody together. They, of course, assumed that something bad was happening, since an emergency staff meeting is not a good thing. But sharing that news with them and being able to reflect at them that this award recognizes a body of work. It recognizes every carpenter, every marketer, every fundraiser, every board member. It recognizes the folks who have passed away after spending a lifetime believing in the power of art, and the youngest folks who are participating in our education programs. It represents the city of Dallas and our belief that art has the power to positively impact our lives and lead to a meaningful civic dialogue. Being able to share that with others and reflect that back at them and celebrate with them their achievement, that's a great joy.
That was Kevin Moriarty, Artistic Director of the Dallas Theater Center, talking with KERA's Chris Boyd. The full conversation's at think.kera.org. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, a look at security in Kabul after a massive car bomb. The NewsHour begins at 9. In the forecast, a high around 90 today under mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain tonight, 75 now in Dallas, 70 in Fort Worth.